The city of Charlotte faces a gaping hole in the upcoming budget. A combination of state tax changes and Mecklenburg County's property tax revaluation has city officials scrambling to plug the gap. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The city's already been preparing for a nearly $20 million hole in the budget that starts in June. State lawmakers eliminated a problematic business license tax, but haven't provided a way for local governments to recover the lost funds. Now, city manager Ron Carley told city council there's a new problem with property taxes.
Much to our surprise, the revaluations are substantially lower than anything that was ever predicted.
A botched property tax revaluation in 2011 caused erratic changes, so Mecklenburg County hired a private firm to redo it. In the past 3 months, that firm has adjusted property value down by more than $2 billion, well outside its own projections. That cuts the property tax revenue the city will collect by $14 million next year. And together with the lost business tax, it's a big hit, says Charlotte's chief financial officer, Randy Harrington.
The scope that we're talking about here is larger than the impacts that we had from the Great Recession in terms of the immediate cuts that we did.
The lower property value also means $9 million in lost taxes for the current budget, which wipes out this year's surplus. Mayor Dan Klotfelter says it's outside city control.
This is not because we're in a bad economy. It's not because of financial mismanagement. People are going to hold us accountable for what we do about the county's inability to conduct a proper revaluation after 5 years. What we're going to do about the fact that the state is essentially gutting the revenue system of North Carolina.
Councilwoman Vi Lyles says the state cuts are just the new order.
I don't think it's a huge difference. I think it was expected. The policies are going to shift. They're not going to allow us to actually have a lot of discretion in our budget.
To cope, city manager Ron Carley announced he'll enact a citywide salary and hiring freeze, with some exceptions like public safety to be determined.
I always go into budget reduction efforts with a desire to avoid employee layoffs. Sometimes you can't do that. But if you act early enough and you create a pool of vacancies, you have a realistic opportunity to help people keep their jobs.
But even after the freeze and a 1% cut to every department, Charlotte faces a more than 2.5% budget gap next year. And another larger cut looms. State lawmakers plan to redistribute sales taxes away from urban to rural areas. In a worst-case scenario, city officials project that could about double this budget hole. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.
For Mecklenburg County's part, County Manager Dina DiOrio tells WFAE a bump in sales tax revenue should make up for its share of lost property taxes.